Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the fourth programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. And with Samuel again taking care of all things technical, I do hope you'll enjoy the music and song that I've selected for you in this week's show. Beginning with this lovely version by Michael Bublé of a Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields standard, The Way You Look Tonight.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look is my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love just the way you look tonight.
Michael Bublé and The Way You Look Tonight from the 1936 film Swing Time, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. The song won the Academy Award that year for Best Original Song. And it was Mel Torme who started the series a few weeks back with his version of that same song. And that beautiful and sensitive version we've just heard from one of today's newer song stylists is still up there with the rest of the best, some 80 years on. Now, those of you who heard my second program just a couple of weeks back might recall that I introduced a style of singing that I can best describe as voices in harmony, but which is known more formally as a cappella. And I chose two of the most well-known and popular groups to demonstrate it, the Singers Unlimited and the King's Singers. Well, this week I'm going to include another equally accomplished group from Canada. All male and formed in Ontario in 1978, though only one of the four founders, Claude Morrison, is still singing with the group today. I've chosen a track from their album Skin Tight, released in 2011, a song that I know many will recognize.
I was walking along and minding my business when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored tune, flash, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and my bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout out in him. This is it. This is it.
I do it.
I was walking along and minding my business when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, wham, bam, alakazam, out of an orange-colored sky.
Watch out for flying glass.
Well, the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a stand and I started to shout up and hit.
This is it. This is it.
I teach it. I was walking along, minding my business. When love came, it hit me in the eye. Whoa, flash, bam, alakazam. Out of an orange color, purple stripe.
Such noisy love.
Goodbye.
Much better.
A cappella group, the Nylons, and Orange Coloured Sky. A song first published in 1950 and written by Milton Deluge and Willie Stein. And I suppose it is most popularly known for the version by Nat King Cole. But the Nylons, as we've just heard, certainly provide it with their own group personality. Brenda Lee, a hit-making and popular singer in the 50s and 60s, was often referred to as the Little Lady. She was just 4'7" tall, with a big voice. Two of her most well-known hits during those years were I'm Sorry and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Her early years were notably dominated by rock and roll, but her love of country and western was clearly where she ultimately focused her career, marked by a string of hits through the 70s and 80s. And in the ensuing years, she continued to perform around the world. She has earned many personal awards, just one of which was a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Today, at 72, she lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where she is such a respected personality that she's called on every year by the Country Music Hall of Fame to announce the inductees and present them with their membership medallions, as she did, in fact, as recently as 2016. We're going to hear her now with one of her 1965 recordings, a classic love song from the 1964 musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Who can I turn to?
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way. And after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow, I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter.
Brenda Lee with the Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley composition, Who Can I Turn To? Now, two of the greatest music albums, I hasten to add in my view, to be released in recent years are the Tony Bennett duet albums. And I did in fact conclude the first program of my last Golden Years series with a track from Duet 2, where Tony partnered Lady Gaga. Well, while scanning the first of the Tony Bennett Duets albums, I remembered just how good was the track where he and K.D. Lang sing together. I hope you like it too.
Like this. smile, and I can smile because of you.
Tony Bennett and K.D. Lang with Because of You, a song written in 1940 by Arthur Hammerstein and Dudley Wilkinson. It was used in the 1951 film I Was an American Spy, and Tony Bennett recorded it the same year. And that recording represented Tony's first ever major hit, reaching number one in the 1951 U.S. charts. His singing partner that we've just heard was 55-year-old Canadian K.D. Lang. Born Catherine Dawn Lang, she is today a very successful singer, songwriter, actress, and supporter of a great number of varied causes in both her native Canada and worldwide. But I must confess, my interest is in that great duet with Tony Bennett from 2006. Before moving on, a reminder that I'm Mike Roberts with the fourth in my 17-part series, The Golden Years Plus. And if you'd like to get in touch with any comments or queries on the show, then I'd be delighted to hear from you. Direct to me via my new email address, mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or by any other conventional means via Campus FM. Here's Jerry Southern.
I have a certain way that makes other people say that I lack responsibility. I may refuse to labor as hard as my good neighbor, but that's the way I'm meant to be. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions, I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings, my heart has wings. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. fancy free and love to wander. It's just the gypsy in my soul. It's just the gypsy in my soul.
Jerry Southern from her March 1955 album, The Southern Style, and The Gypsy in My Soul. And I never expected to announce on Campus FM some 60 plus years later that that was one of the first long-playing albums I ever bought and could afford at the tender age of 17 or 18. And I did so because I liked the very track that I've just played for you. The song was written in 1937 for the University of Pennsylvania Mask and Wig Show by two former graduates, Clay Bolland, the composition, and Mo Jaffe, the lyrics. It has since been recorded by over 100 artists. I purchased many more Jerry Southern albums until she ceased recording with the advent of rock and roll, a style she could neither embrace or wanted to compete with. She returned to teaching singing and piano, as well as writing the occasional film score. She died in 1994. And she's left us with a legacy of fine recordings. I suspect she's another one of those artists who I'll no doubt feature again before the series ends. Which brings us, folks, to my final choice for today. And I have chosen a recording from a 1991 album entitled Nothing Without You. I love it because it brings together two of my all-time favourite artists, Cleo Lane and Mel Torme. I like it too because the listener will recognise a number of different songs incorporated within this two-tune medley. See if you agree.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
Words, please be true. In other
something to me. Whenever I sing with you, feeling groovy. Say, is it a sin?
Sing a song.
Is it a crime?
Make it simple.
Love is a sin.
To last your whole life through.
Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear.
Just sing.
Go on, go on, go on. Say,
say,
do me, do me, do me.
Wasn't that good? From the Cleo Lane and Mel Torme album, Nothing Without You, and Tue Tune Melody. That's it, folks, for another week. Join me next week for Programme 5 of the Golden Years Plus, when I shall be devoting the whole show to more of the very best in music and song, but this time as performed by artists who are performing today. Yes, by what Bing Crosby described in the Musical High Society as the newer guys. Samuel joins me from the other side of the microphone in thanking you all for listening, and I thank him for again keeping it all together technically. In the meantime, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.